Artificial trans fats are in so many things we eat, from baked goods to fast food. Sometimes they're listed on ingredient labels as hydrogenated vegetable oil. But last week, the New York City Health Department announced a proposal to ban all New York restaurants from cooking with trans fats. They're known to increase levels of bad cholesterol and the risk of heart disease. As the debate heats up, we turn to News & Notes nutritionist Rovinia Brock for the skinny on trans fats. Welcome back, Dr. Rowe.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So before we get into dissecting trans fats, let's talk briefly about your trip to the California Governor and First Ladies Conference on Women that was here in Los Angeles. Tell us about the conference and your involvement.
Yeah, it was in Long Beach, and 13,000 women attended. This was one of the best conferences I've ever attended or been a part of. And it was all about uplifting and empowering women. But the Dalai Lama appeared.
Interesting.
This is like one of the most fascinating experiences of my life. So it was just incredibly uplifting. I think women felt empowered by the subject matter presented there. Everything from health to money management to just lifting your spirit and really getting your whole life in order.
13,000 is a lot of people, and one of the other speakers was Cindy Kennard, who is the head of NPR West, so
yes.
It's a small world.
Yes.
Let's move on to talking about the proposed ban on trans fats in New York. Now, let's just break this down. The ban has not yet passed, but if there is a proposed ban in New York that has anything to do with food, seriously, people are going to really be on its case. What is a trans fat, first of all?
Well, it's a fat that's been modified in that it contains more hydrogen and more hydrogen bonds. And the reason they do it is to extend the shelf life of foods that the trans fats are used in, like baked goods and most processed foods. You find them in a lot of fast foods. But not only does it extend the shelf life of the food, it also changes the taste. And many consumers have tended to like this taste, have adopted a preference for this taste without even knowing that the trans fat was in the food. The danger with trans fat is that it raises blood cholesterol levels to a much greater extent than even saturated fat. And so what trans fats do are they raise the bad cholesterol or LDL cholesterol levels and reduce or block the efficacy of HDL cholesterol or good cholesterol levels. And so your risk for heart disease is increased by trans fats by a much greater extent than perhaps we even thought saturated fats did.
So if the New York Health Department succeeds in getting the trans fat ban passed, what impact would that have on chefs, food, and restaurants?
I think not a whole lot, to be honest with you, Farai, because there are other fats that can be used in cooking that will not necessarily change the taste of the same foods that trans fats are used in today. Peanut oils, other oils, canola oils, sunflower, safflower oils. The thing is, trans fats are cheaper, and I think that's the reason they're preferred by restaurants and people in the food industry. But at the point that you're increasing people's risk of disease, you have to calculate, you know, that risk and figure out whether or not it's worth it for you to spend a few extra pennies in food preparation to retain consumers.
Well, for high-end restaurants, buying a more expensive form of oil, you know, probably wouldn't add too much to the overall cost of, say, a $20 entree. But what if you're talking about fast food?
Well, the thing is, for high-end restaurants, most of them don't use trans fats anyway because they use butter and olive oils, most of them. It is the fast food industry that probably uses more trans fats. The other thing is, though, it's also the prepared industry. So cakes, pies, foods that you find in a box often that are baked goods like crackers and cookies, all of those food manufacturers use trans fats. Will it be a greater cost to the fast food industry and other food manufacturers to get out the trans fats and replace them with healthier fats? Perhaps so, but I think in the long run, the cost won't be that great when you consider that you're retaining consumers as opposed to, let's say it, killing them off.
That's a pretty blunt assessment. Do you think that that's too harsh of an assessment? I mean, I'm just trying to think, you know, obviously there's been a link between trans fats and heart disease deaths. How strong is that link?
It's a pretty strong link, but I think we should say that your disease risk predicated on many more factors than just that one risk. When we talk about the total picture of health, we've got to look at other dietary factors like the person's whole diet, their activity level, and all of that goes into whether or not they're actually going to have a heart attack or be set with heart disease and other chronic diseases.
We often think of heart disease and heart attacks applying more to men, but it's also the number one killer of women.
Absolutely. And because it is, I think women would do well to reduce all risks for heart disease and heart attack, including diet. Again, it's a much bigger picture. I don't want to isolate trans fats and say they are the reason for heart attacks and heart disease in America, but they do contribute substantially to the risk for heart disease. And understanding this, you do want to limit your consumption of foods that contain trans fats.
Finally, is this something that you're going to know by reading a label? If you're going out to buy some crackers, what should you be looking for that will tell you this has trans fats in it?
They are on the label of some foods. Right now, trans fats are often, it's a voluntary kind of labeling issue. However, as it'll be interesting to see what happens with this legislation, and I know New York is the front runner, but, you know, right behind them, there's Baltimore and Chicago, and I suspect that other cities and other states across the country will also follow suit. Having said that, manufacturers understand that because there's much touted about the risk, the disease risk of trans fats in foods, then they use it as a marketing tool. So you will often find crackers or cookies or baked goods that say contains no trans fats. You'll find margarines and other products that would normally, and they will point out to you voluntarily that this particular item contains no trans fat.
Yeah, well, I actually saw a big thing of Pringles that said contains no, and in tiny letters, trans, and in big letters, fats.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A tricky ploy, because if you're not reading carefully, the trick of the mind might tell you contains no fat. They understand what they're doing. It's a good marketing ploy. It just means that as consumers, you have to be much more astute.
All right. Ravinia Brock is a regular contributor to News and Notes and author of Dr. Rowe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure.